You're tuned into We Talk Radio Network.
Right, We Talk Radio is in the building. It's the Kia D Unplugged Show. I am back after a very long and much needed hiatus. I appreciate all of the love from around the globe that you guys have completely given me. Listen, it's going down tonight. We got hot topics all night long. Don't go anywhere. The Kia D Unplugged Show, your girl Kia D, the Hot Topic Panel. We are here to have some fun tonight. It's going down. We'll be back with more of the Kia D Unplugged Show in just a few minutes. Yeah.
Right through me. Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to the Kia D Unplugged Show right here on We Talk Radio Network. I want to make sure y'all can hear me. Big Joe is in the building. What's up, Big Joe? Can you hear me clearly, my brother?
I can hear you clearly. How about me? Can you hear me clearly?
I can hear you loud and clear. Loud and clear. Man, welcome back to everybody. You know, even Kia D to the Kia D Unplugged Show, okay?
That's
Big Joe,
right.
I had to
welcome
take a
back, everybody.
I had to take a long, much needed hiatus, is what we're gonna call
Vacation.
That. Okay. Yeah, much needed vacation. And sometimes you got to step away in order to, you know, pull everything together. I feel so much better. Shout out to all my entire support system. If you don't have a support system, sometimes your support system isn't family. You know, sometimes your support system is friends. Man, let me tell you, sometimes your support system will end up being a stranger, you know, or a word you see on Facebook, an encouraging word that somebody posts on Facebook that day. You know, just there's so many incredible things that can end up being that incredible thing that you need in order to keep you together. But we are all going through some crazy times right now, so I just want to tell everybody out there who is facing difficulty right now or may face it in the future or just kind of went through it, man, keep your head to the sky. It is going to get better. Trust Kia D. Big Joe has an incredible testimony one day, I'm sure, on his show, which airs every single Saturday night at 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. He will let you know about his testimony. Or he can tell you tonight. Either way, you know, it has been crazy to say the least. But God, you know, he's kept me rooted, and I appreciate that. So, yeah, I appreciate everybody for your support, your love, your, hey, when's Kia D and Plug coming back? All of that. I appreciate all of that because we are here. We're back, and we're excited. Shout out to We Talk Radio Network and all of the listeners here on the network and everybody who held it down here for us, because it was a couple of us that needed a little hiatus. But, we're back on the track now and ready to go. That's what matters. You know, Big Joe, every Saturday night at 6 p.m., I mentioned his show since he is here, and we may have some listeners who never tuned in before. Big Joe, would you like to give them a little bit of background information on your incredible show?
Well, yeah. My show is called The Mind, Body, and Soul Show with your host, Big Joe. I am, of course, Big Joe, tackling all kind of subjects about the mind, about the body, and about the soul, answering questions and just seeking knowledge. As well as some interviews from some great artists and other people as well. It's just a extraordinary time. You can catch us right here on We Talk Radio every Saturday at 7:30. Or is that 7? Tell me out.
You at 6 p.m. Saturday at 6.
Saturday at 6. Oh, I feel like a bonehead right there. Saturday at 6.
Listen,
o'clock.
I mean, that's the hiatus we needed. Real talk, everybody needed a hiatus, and we took one, and now we're coming back getting in the groove. It's all good. I almost logged in at 8:30 tonight thinking that's when I was supposed to start, okay? So it's all good. All good.
We'll be tackling some tough subjects, again, subjects of dealing with the mind, body, and soul, as well as interviews from artists, authors, different people from around the world. Just check us out right here at We Talk Radio.
You know, I gotta start out with this right here. Shout out to the other Hot Topic panelists that will be calling in and shortly. We are still working remote because that's just what we do right now. Shout out to the team. You know, Texas lawmakers have just passed a bill allowing residents to carry handguns without a license or background check or training, thus sending the legislation to Governor Greg Abbott's desk to sign it. This measure has actually, shout out to the Independent, that's where the Independent is actually where I pulled this article up from, but it's all over the news. But this measure has actually long been sought by conservative gun owners, of course, despite objections from law enforcement and gun control groups about the risk this new legislation could pose to the freaking public. Let's just chat about that real quick. I'm going to set that there in your lap, my brother. I'm going to set that there in your lap. Matter of fact, I got somebody else I want to bring in. He actually has a show airing on Sunday night at 8:30 p.m. See, hiatus for everybody. We forget everything when we go on a vacation. Sunday night at 8:30 p.m. Central Standard Time, starting this Sunday. His very first show this Sunday will air. We're really excited. We will all be there to support him. It is the incredible and amazing E-Man. What's up, E-Man?
Hey, Kia B, how are you doing?
Man, life is lovely. Can't complain one little bit. I got Big Joe on the ones and twos with us tonight as well.
Hey, Big Joe, mind, body, and soul, Big Joe?
Mind, body, and soul with the host, Big Joe. I am Big Joe. How you doing?
I'm doing absolutely fantastic.
Yeah.
I'm blessed, black, and highly favored. Yeah.
Man, come on, blessed, black, and highly favored.
Perfect right there.
Yeah.
Yes, that's a great combo. So, you know,
you
I know you've heard. You, let me tell you, I'm blessed. I can't complain. You know, it's been, I'm telling you, I took a hiatus. I was telling everybody a minute ago, I took a small hiatus so that I could, you know, sometimes you got to do that in order to get yourself prepared, back together, regroup. Sometimes you got to disconnect from everything just to reconnect to yourself and God, which was like the whole purpose of that. And I feel so much better mentally. I feel better spiritually. I even feel better physically. So, you know, it's all good. You know, I can't do anything for my radio network if I'm not completely together myself. So I really needed to go, you know, just pull it all together, man. I feel so much better. And again, you know, with us being so transparent here on the network with everybody, in order to do that, because some people will hide stuff. Man, listen, let's not hide that. If we need to pull away, then pull away. I didn't want to come back saying, or pretending that I wasn't gone for like a month. No, it happened. I needed a break.
Right.
So it's all good, though. You know, our family here, We Talk Radio Network, supports us, and they love us, and so we appreciate that. So, E-Man, tell us about your show. It's coming up this coming Sunday at 8:30 p.m. Central Standard Time, and then we're going to go into some hot topics.
Okay. Well, thank you, Kia, for the opportunity. Yeah, self-care is very important, so sound like you got a little of that. But a little bit about E-Man show, we will be joining the We Talk Network family. Because why? We talk, we listen, and we take action over there, right? And so, E-Man show is somewhat going to be geared around just me and talk. We're just going to sit around and talk main issues and talk about what you want to talk about.
Now that I like. Now, let me ask you, are the ladies invited, even if, you know, you're talking about men talk? Can the ladies tune in?
Okay. I got lost there for a minute. So yes, the E-Man show is going to be geared around me and talk. We're just going to talk about what me and talk about, what the women want us to talk about. So we're going to invite the sisters on and let them kind of join the conversation. You know, we talk about stuff that they want us to talk about. They say we don't listen. We don't hear when we listen. So we just go sit around and chop it up and sit around the table and just talk about issues, you know, from health to finances to whatever. You know, we're just going to have a good time. So we just excited about being on this particular network. This network been around for 11 years. I think it started in 2010, back in the day, when I was over there Kia D. So we are coming back home, Kia. Yes, so we're excited about being a part of the We Talk family. Yes.
Now, I will let you know, your mic is coming in a little muffled. Not muffled, but muffled a little bit. But you're coming in
muffled?
Just not a little muffled. Just a little bit. It's not, not clear, but we can make out what you're saying, but it's not quite clear all the way. So, shout out to T Smiley too, as well. Absolutely extraordinary director of operations here for We Talk Radio Network. He'll be chiming in here in just a little bit, holding it down with the We Talk Radio Network family as well. And we will have the three great men of the network on with us. His show actually airs on Saturdays as well at 10 a.m. Central Standard Time. So his the show is the Cave Radio Show. So you can check all of that out every weekend. That's what we provide for you. And then, boom, I kick off the week Monday, boom, boom, with a lot of fun right here on the Kia D Unplugged Show. And by the way, E-Man, brand new day with Emily Blue on Sunday night, right before I think you got on, and I don't know if you heard it or not, she gave you an amazing shout-out for next weekend. So she absolutely plugged the show. Good. Yeah, awesome. She absolutely plugged the show. So, yeah. Yes, everybody's really excited. So Man, I love her show. Man, her show is inspirational. If you missed Brand New Day with Emily Blue last night, and you feeling a little, man, let me tell you, if you feeling any kind of way, like if you feeling down in the dumps or you just need to be uplifted in any way out of any show you could listen to all year long, that one right there, literally from the playlist to the words of inspiration to everything she said to everything that was, I mean, it was just absolutely amazing. So go back and check out Brand New Day with Emily Blue on yesterday. That was Sunday. So, man, I'm telling you, let's get into these hot topics because it's crazy right now. So Texas just approved, law. Well, it still has to go to the governor's desk, of course, Greg Abbott's desk, but Texas lawmakers actually approved a law allowing people to carry handguns without a license, a background check, or training. Now, I'm going to tell you, that background check and training piece is, and license, all of that, but that background check and training piece is extremely important. The training that you actually receive when you're getting your license to carry, I'm telling you, is vital. But Texas actually is putting this on Greg Abbott's desk for him to sign it. But I want to get y'all's opinion on that. Tell me what you're thinking. Don't get quiet on me. Big Joe, E-Man. Okay, so neither one of
them. E-Man go first. I was going to let E-Man go first.
All right, E-Man, I'll let you go first. He might be fixing his mic. We'll let him fix his mic. Go ahead, Big Joe.
Now, from what I've heard, it is you still have to have it registered, and that's what they're going by. They're going by the fact that you have to have it registered. Without the proper training, I'm leery of it. But other than that, I mean, we Texas. I can't.
You know?
It's Texas.
It's crazy. It's Texas. Somebody said, throw the whole state in the trash. Shout out to the comments. The comments. They said, throw the whole state in the trash. Now, that's hilarious. Let me tell you, that training and background check piece is extremely important. Now, according to reports, of course, this is a Republican-dominated state. It is, they approved the Republican-dominated legislature actually approved the measure on Monday, which sent it to the governor Greg Abbott's office, who has said he will sign it despite the objections of law enforcement groups and others who say it poses a danger to the public and the police. I kind of agree with that. Who's going to get it registered when you tell them you can go have one without a license?
Mm-hmm. Can you hear me, Kid?
We can,
well,
yes, sir.
The only way you can get it would be to be able to register. I mean, that they would still have to be able to register the firearm. I mean, regardless. We're talking about a handgun, of course. We're not even talking about a shotgun or anything like that. We're talking about handguns. So I don't know.
Well,
again,
I'm sorry,
I didn't hear you. Oh, I was going to say, to me, the training is the most important part about it. I mean, if you're giving somebody a gun without the actual training of how to clean it, how to fire it, how to make sure the safety on, then you're doing more damage than you are good. Everybody wants to protect themselves, at least that's what they're claiming. But everybody that gets these guns are not using them for protection.
Well, go ahead, E-Man.
Yes, I could barely hear what you were saying, but I believe you were talking about habit and signing the bill about the handguns. Is that what we're talking about?
That's correct, yes, sir.
I think it's very important that we do register the gun. I kind of somewhat almost agree because if we really start putting guns in everybody's hands, it's going to get a little bit, you know, obviously it's my opinion, I think it's going to get a little bit crazy out here, you know, those that really don't have to have a weapon and those that really have to have a license, and we just start letting everybody carry it's going to get interesting. So I don't know too much about the bill. I haven't kept up with it. Nothing really speak on it, but I do know that's what they're trying to do. So it's going to be interesting to see what happens if they pass the law or whatever. But I don't know. We're from different times now, but I do believe you should protect yourself at all costs, but we just don't want them to get in the wrong hands. And for the training, I think we do need to have training or fix it in some type of way where, you know, we're just not putting in people's hands that's not trained to use it. I think it was Big Joe was just saying a minute ago, if you're not even trained how to clean a weapon, you can, you know, harm yourself. It can fire off on you just by just even changing the cleanup. So it needs some training done with it. So we'll see. That's just my opinion about it.
Yeah. You know, gun control groups oppose it because, of course, we've had we've had mass shootings here. Now, it don't have to be a lot. We've had some recent mass shootings. And, of course, the El Paso Walmart one, of course, was the most recent. They had a church in Sutherland Springs. I don't know if you guys remember that. And then, of course, high school outside of Houston. We already have here in Texas the loosest gun laws, and we have about 1.6 million gun license holders right now. Supporters of the bill say it would allow Texans to better defend themselves in public while abolishing unnecessary impediments to the constitutional right to bear arms. Now, once it's signed into law, Texas will join nearly two dozen other states that allow some form of unregulated handgun carry of a handgun, and the National Rifle Association was one of those supporting the measure, of course. And the spokesman for them said the most significant gun rights measure in state history is what he called it. Yep. Now, Texas already allows rifles to be carried in public without a license. Now, the measure sent to Abbott would allow anyone age 21 and older to carry a handgun as long as they don't have a violent crime conviction or some other legal issue in their background. But there would be no way to weed them out without the state background check currently in the licensing process. The bill would not prevent businesses from banning guns on their property. And federal background checks for some gun purchases still would remain in place. Texas has no state requirements for background checks on private gun sales. So, just a little information here on Texas. Let's see what happens with that. I'm praying for everybody. And, you know, I mean,
it's a very dangerous situation because you're just allowing everybody to freely get a gun. The sad part about that is that's what the rights give us, the right to bear arms. So it's actually enforcing a right that you have. Some people don't have a gun because they simply don't want to go and get the license. Now you would have no excuse on not being able to protect yourself. Now, the scary part about this is that means every car in Texas that has that Texas license plate on your car, the cop can automatically assume you have a weapon in your car. So that's the scary part about it. We've already seen incidents where they're reaching for wallet, reaching for phone, reaching for insurance information. Even after telling the police officer he has a license to carry, and he was still killed. So now you have more possibility to say, hey, they might have a gun. They might have a gun.
Which is a dangerous situation for anybody to be in. You know what I mean? Anybody. Very dangerous. You know, I mean, it puts the cops on alert at this point. They're already, if you think about it, you know, they're already on alert when they see a black man. I was watching a show the other day. I can't remember the name of it, but and I don't want to bring it up anyway. Not important. But in this particular show, they were doing a portrayal of a situation that happened, and a reenactment of a situation. And when they were doing the reenactment, a set of two cops were walking to a man's door, and two cops and a detective, were walking to a man's door. When they got to the man's door, they knocked on the door. They knew they were going to the home of a black man. But the reenactment was so interesting because they always say people are scared of black people. People outside of the black race are scared of black people because for whatever reason. And so this man who's really tall, they got this big man, burly man, really tall, who opens the door, and the detective turns and looks at the cop. They all raise their eyebrows because it's this big black man, and they're all scared, but they turn around and look at the other cop behind him, and he nods his head like, yeah, I got it if something goes down. And it's like, why we got to do that? Because that man was completely innocent. After this portrayal came out, this man, if they went to the door of, had absolutely nothing to do with. So I'm like, y'all had just portrayed him as a killer or somebody who was going to harm you just because he was big, just because he looked big. Y'all thought, I mean, you know, he was innocent. And so that's the portrayal of us already. And so now if you put this other, you know, thing over our head, like, oh, they may have a gun. I mean, come on. It's just another thing. It's just another thing. I don't want to call it another nail in the coffin because I'm not trying to put that kind of life to that kind of thing at all. But you know what I'm saying. They just put everybody on edge. I'm on edge because I'm black. The cop's now on more edge because he don't know who got a gun. And a lot of times they'll walk up and they're doing a random taillight, you know, inspection or something going on with the taillight, and all of a sudden you got a cop dead on the street. So they don't know when their lives are going to be in danger or not. They're always on high alert. Just like we don't know because they always on high alert.
And I was about to say, well, that could be flipped as well. I mean, now you have more people that's sitting with their gun in their lap waiting on a police officer to come to their window. What do you do? We've all seen the videos where police officers have hurt an innocent or a not innocent man, but he's dead. Lord knows how many times we've read the story or heard stories about unarmed man being shot in the back and arm and hands and everywhere else. We've heard those stories before. Now, again, with media, with being able to see all of this stuff on the media, and it's already putting you at a high alert already. And a lot of times that's not the case. At the end of the day, you have police officers that are just doing their job. That's all they doing. They doing their job. You got pulled over and you got warrants because you didn't do your job. You didn't pay your ticket. So, I mean, it's at the end of the day, somebody help me out. What needs to happen? I mean, what needs to happen?
It's going to be somewhat a challenge, and just not for our community, for all communities. But as I was listening to you guys, yes, we all going to be on high alert, and you know, me being a black man, and yet to be United States, I mean, we already been singled out. So we almost damned if we do, we damned if we don't, to the point to where, you know, I have a son, you know, and one of my fears is getting a phone call, you know, he just driving down and they just stop him for no reason. But, you know, with this, you know, having a gun in your car, you know, I was talking to a chaplain over in Cedar Hill. He's a chaplain over in Cedar Hill for the police department, and one of the things that he was sharing with me and a bunch of other men about this particular situation and gun laws. He was basically saying, if a police pull you over, the first thing to do, you know, is not to make the police nervous because he's already nervous. Don't give him a reason. Don't, you know, make no subtle moves. Automatically just go ahead and let you run the down because you know he's coming up. Most of the time, they're going to blind you with their light. So you don't freak out. Just stay calm. And then one of the guys asked me, but we done all of that, and we still get shot down. And just like the chaplain said, you know, with the gun laws being passed, with Abby even signing the bill or whatever, they do anticipate the crime rate is going to go up in our community. And so it almost raises a question. Is all this for our community? Is all of this is to, you know, to justify what they already been doing, you know? So it's going to be a sticky situation. Any black man that's walking in yet to be United States, any brother that's got sons, it is that fear, but we are here now, so it's going to be really interesting to see what really happened. Is it going to go up in Texas? Is it going to go up? I mean, are we going to see, or these cops going to do just, you know, their job, just doing their job? So I really just don't have no answer for it. It's just we're going to sit back and wait and see and just hope that we can, you know, we don't have to, it don't turn for the worst. So we're just trying to encourage the young men and just our culture, just, you know, if you're going to carry, just please be careful, you know. Call somebody to get stopped by the police because we, you know, we don't want to move the world. We're walking in fear, but we have those fears as a black man, you know, because that this thing here is going to get, you know, blown wide open. I mean, man, that's just my comment for tonight. I just don't really
know. It renders you almost speechless. Like, you know, I don't know.
I wouldn't know because, you know, you don't have to be doing nothing to get shot. I mean, you don't have to really be doing anything.
Yeah.
You just like the chaplain said, it could just be that cop that particular day, you know. And so, you know, if he done got up on the wrong side of the bed, we just have to get someone and you the first one you get, what do you say? Then how do they justify it? You know, they passing the law where it's okay, you know, so everybody's carrying you. So I would say pay up all your tickets, get your warrants taken care of, you know, make sure you got some insurance. You don't even want to give them a reason, but you don't even really have to give them a reason. But they are going to be stopping for no reason at all.
Even with that being said, even with saying that they're just doing the job here in Fort Worth, there was a woman that was watching her nephew in her grandmother's house, and the police were supposed to be doing a wellness check and end up shooting through the window and shot.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I think in a way, and again, this is the hard part about it. I believe when a police officer, the same way we have capital punishment charges pressed on us for shooting at a police officer, the same should be done for a police officer that shoots at a civilian. Your job is to protect and serve the civilian, not to kill the civilian. So I think if we put stiffer charges on police officers that are doing the wrong, then we'll weed out some of the ones that want to do wrong and the ones that actually want to do right. Now it seems like they get a slap on the wrist. Now it seems like they get a slap on the wrist, might do a few years in jail, get out of jail, become a security guard, and life goes on for them. Mm-hmm. But there is somebody who life does not go on because of their actions. Again, I'm not talking about the one that's trying to shoot out with the police. I'm not talking about the ones that robbed the store and trying to get away. I'm talking about the civilian that got shot doing nothing but getting pulled over. Got scared because of anything and ran, and there was no weapon in the car.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But we gotta keep talking about it. We gotta, you know, we just keep, you know, we gotta mainly in our culture fight for injustice, because it's gonna happen. It's gonna keep on happening. We can't get silent about it. We can't be quiet about it when it do happen. You know, we all just seen the George Floyd verdict and even with Amber Geiger, I mean, she's trying to appeal her case, you know, to get out. You know, you kill a black man and what, you serve 1 year, then you 2 years, and then you, you know, they're ready to let her go. No, we got to speak up. We got to always speak up. You're going to have to continue to
speak
up. And
that 911, I hate to go there, but that 911 call with her and the 911 operator, that is so disturbing to me. Because she was more concerned about losing her job than she was about the life on the floor.
Mm-hmm. Well, because it's a system, and the system is designed to, that's what they do, they protect each other. And so it's weaving through the system, and, you know, she knew what to do. I mean, you know, even as I read the reports And I get it, and I'll put a little twist even just on her case. I do get it. Hell, you know, being overworked, I think she worked like damn near 36 hours in 2 days. Just being overworked, and any one of us know you can get to the point to be overworked, and you're not coherent. You're not somewhat in your right mind. You could be overwhelmed. You know,
right.
As I was reading this report, they try to get it from that standpoint. You take a mother that's out working and, you know, run a little child up to the daycare and pick everything out but the child and really get in the car and don't look in the back seat and realize her child is still in the car. Why? Because so much is on her mind. So, and we were watching the trial and listening to the reading the report, you know, this is the maneuver that they're trying to do right now to say that she was overworked and she really just didn't really know she was in the wrong apartment. But just like you saying, Big Joe, you were coherent to call 911. You know, you was in your right mind to call 911, but you didn't do anything else to save the young man. Yes, you may have been overworked and all the floors may have looked alike, and we can make someone make that mistake, but you've been trained as a police officer to know what to do, and you didn't do any of that. And so this is, and we're watching this, you know.
There was no, hey, put your hands up.
Nothing.
again, this man was eating cereal. I mean, ice cream.
Ice cream. Mm-hmm.
He was eating ice cream
yeah.
in his house.
Mm-hmm.
In underwear. So there was no weapon. What was the weapon? A spoon?
So,
if you're overworked and you hit somebody with your car and you kill them, would that be an excuse?
Trying to tell you. No, there's no excuse.
There ain't no excuse.
But the system is designed to protect their own.
Now, let's go one further. Let's flip it. Let's say she was a police officer doing traffic duty, and he was an overworked black man coming home from work, and he accidentally hit her with his car. What you think going to happen?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Are they going to give him manslaughter or are they going to give him murder?
They probably find a way to say he did it on purpose. He hated cops. They're going to go back to his social media and find that one time he said something crazy about some cop or something, or justice, or a security guard or a security officer that messed with him at a mall or something, and they're going to run it all back to that and say it was on purpose. I mean, you know, it's the system.
Yeah, it's a system.
T. Smiley said manslaughter. Sorry, T. Smiley. They gonna flip it.
Of course.
He said, he's sorry he can't be here tonight. He's actually here in spirit, but T. Smiley said, either way, he's going to jail. Told me to tell y'all that. Yeah, for real.
And
either
it
way,
definitely
he's going
be
to
longer
jail.
Than 2 years.
Yeah, for real. For real. That was disheartening right there, having to realize that piece was going down, that she was about to get out, and wasn't nothing nobody could do about it, and Boston John's still not here, and all of that. That's crazy. But anyway, you know, we will definitely see how that whole thing plays out. Let me ask you guys a question. Got another hot topic for you. You know, as teenagers, you know, we've done some wild and crazy things. I know I have. Let me ask you, what was the wildest, craziest thing as a teenager that you've done? And that, if you want to share.
We can be authentic, Kia. We can be authentic on your show.
Man, listen, you can go ahead and make it happen right here on Kia the Unplugged. Go ahead, Captain.
As a teenager, kid, I remember I graduated in 1979, and we was over in Fort Worth at a Frankie Beverly and Maze concert.
Ooh.
And, you know, we ended up down on the front row just smoking all the weed that we could back in the day, being young. And the wildest thing the wildest thing I done, I offered the police a joint. I was so high until I was like, you want to hit this, sir? He just looked at me. He didn't try to arrest me or anything. He just, he said, young man, just hoping to make it home safe. He has to be a brother, but it was just crazy. You know, and then after that, you know, we was headed back to Dallas, and me and my homeboy, we was headed back to Dallas. We went into a 7-Eleven store, and just crazy. You know, thank God for protection, because we still heard at 60. We went in and somebody stole some bread, somebody stole some meat, somebody stole some cheese, and I bought a coat. And we sat out of the car because, you know, we had the munchies. And we ate. And it's just when you say the wildest thing, we just used to do some wild and crazy things back in my day. But
that's
what hit my mind when you said that.
That's
yeah.
funny. Now, that's a funny story right there.
But, yeah,
what
I'm
about you,
I'm 60, ain't been in jail, ain't had no, you know, no trouble. And I don't smoke weed.
I'm telling you. I'm telling you, God, I'm telling you, man. That's some good stories to share, man.
Yeah, there was a wild, because, you know, the times were different back then, you know. But we did a lot of crazy stuff. I mean, I don't know how, I mean, my generation, I'm 60. I think we can remember Radio Shack. You know, we were way to Plano back in the early 80s to steal equalizers to put in our car. Because, you know, we raced cars back in the day. And you know, we were breaking to the, you know,
I'm going to tell you to stop incriminating yourself on national TV. I'm in national radio.
That's okay. They don't
E-man.
Know me. that's why it's E-Man. They don't know my name. But, you know,
okay.
It's the real crazy stuff I did back in the day.
Man,
yeah.
Say he
can
rob Peter to pay Paul.
That's the boy.
Mm-hmm. That's funny. I love it. I love it. Thank you,
man.
That's funny. It made my day. Big Joe, what you got?
I think the craziest thing I might have did, me and two buddies skipped school one day, and we was retarded enough to go to the library because that was the only place that kids could practically be without being questioned. So we go to the library, and as we walking around the library, I acted a little special needs, if you would. And, oh, it was a time. The librarian came to me, and I tried to straighten up, and she asked me, did I need some help, because I was making a lot of noise. And I was walking like I had a large limp, and it was just hilarious. And after I tried to straighten up, when the librarian came and asked me did I need anything, I told her I was okay. And she said, "No, do you need anything?" And I just looked at her, and I just and started slapping myself in the face, and she just turned around and ran. Oh, it was so hilarious.
She turned around and ran.
Yes.
Oh,
I was walking around the library, and I told my buddies, I said, "Man, I'm gonna embarrass y'all with, cause you know, here you know me. I'm a fun person." So we're skipping school and we're gonna go to the library, and when we get ready to walk in, I say, "You know, I'm gonna get y'all, right?" And they started walking, and as they was walking, I was walking right from Edney, and I was real loud with it. Oh, I was so loud in the library of all places. I was so loud calling their name, and I had a limp in the whole nine, and they were trying to get away from me. And, oh, yeah, it was so hilarious. So the librarian came because I'm making so much noise, and they trying to get away from me. And when I seen the librarian, I straightened up. And she came over to me, little white lady. She said, "Can I help you?" She was so mad. I said, "No, I got it. I'm okay." And she said, "Can I help you?" And I just started slapping the side of my face with my hand. And she just, yeah, she turned around and ran. Oh, it was hilarious.
Oh, wait a minute. I had to bring T. Smiley in on that one. He said he needed a piece of that action. T. Smiley, what you got?
You know what? I was listening to you guys on a computer, so I wasn't able to talk, so I had to call in. So I kind of missed a little bit, but I heard Big Joe say he made a lady run, acting, you know, like that. That's pretty funny. That's funny.
And E-Man said that he robbed a couple people. He offered a police officer a joint.
He offered
a cop a joint, mate.
This is allegedly.
did you hear that point? I don't think y'all heard that point. Allegedly. I don't think they heard that.
Allegedly.
There we go. Cover yourself.
I see, Smiley. What you got?
You know what? I don't think I have anything, honestly, because you know, I was in a small town growing up, so everybody knew everybody. So if I did anything crazy, I was going to be in trouble regardless. I don't have anything. I don't remember. I have one incident, but it was with a couple of guys of mine of high school. I know we went in a rich neighborhood at night, and we had a paintball war in their neighborhood. We were jumping on porches and stuff, and unfortunately, I was the only one of us that was out there. And so when the cops were called, the truck that we were in was down the street. So we all took off running. And I ran and, you know, I beat everybody to the truck. When I got to the truck, everybody bust out laughing. And I was like, what's going on? Like, what y'all laughing at? They was like, dude, you was running fast, bro. He was like, you the first one here at the truck. And I was like, yeah, the police was called. That's the only thing I have. I'm not about to go to jail.
We know you're a track star. All right, that's what I'm talking about, dude. That's funny.
Kia,
growing up in
got?
Arkansas,
what
that's
you
a lot.
Got?
I was a good girl. What you mean? I was a good girl. I ain't got nothing.
I'm innocent. You gotta wait
for your wisdom. Listen. My problem started for me in third grade, and I'll never forget in third grade the misconceptions of life. I'll just call it that, you know. Well, I think it's something, but it's really something else. So I'll never forget I used to see my mom going and grabbing this book, and she would write stuff in it all the time. And I would know when she would write in this book, and she'd rip this piece of paper out. I eventually figured out that she was paying for stuff with that. And I was like, cool, man, that's money. I was like, cool. So I'll never forget one day, third grade, you know, all of my friends, we would always talk about how we wanted ice cream and nobody had any money. And me being as nice as I am, because I'm always nice, you know, and I always like taking care of other people, I decided I know how to get some money. And I remembered my mom's book. And I go in there, and shout out to my mom. She's probably tuned in tonight. So I go into her room and I pull up, go to her drawer, this little two-drawer drawer, and I open up the top drawer, and I see this booklet in there, and I pull the booklet out. Now, mind you, there's writing on it, and I'm not really familiar with the writing on it. It's in cursive, so I had to kind of decipher. There's numbers in certain places, and I'm like trying to figure out what this means. So I kind of look at stuff, and I'm like, okay, well, this must be the name of the place. That's gonna go, okay, so this must be how much you gotta pay for it. The amount goes in there, and then it looks like my mama signs it right here. I'm gonna go ahead and sign her name, you know, and I'm writing in cursive in third grade cursive, right? So I take this, I rip this piece of paper out, this check, and I take it to school. Go to school, and I told all my friends all day long, man, I'm gonna take care of you in lunch today, man. I got that ice cream hookup. What? Man, I got you, man. I got you. And I like this little boy named Cody. So, you know, I'm trying to show out, you know, he likes another girl named Yvette. And I was like, no, I'm trying to one her up, you know, so I'm going to buy everybody ice cream. Right. And so all of a sudden we get to lunch and we're going in the lunch room and everybody's lined up and we're excited. And everybody knows they're getting ice cream today. Right. And I told everybody, I'm the last one in the line. Everybody go first. Y'all pick out y'all's ice cream and then go sit down at the table, you know, boom, you know, I'm running the show. Pick out your ice cream and then go sit down, man. Hurry up, pick out your ice cream, you know, because they was taking all day picking out their ice cream, you know. Got to the end of the line, and the lady said, so you're paying for this? You know, because everybody said, she's paying for it, she's paying for it, she's paying for it. And I said, yes. and I handed the lady this piece of paper. And she said, okay, thank you. I was like, cool. So I go sit out, you know, at the table. Everybody's already munching on their ice cream because, you know, of course, that's what you do first. You eat your ice cream. So I'm about to take my first bite. I opened up this ice cream cone, and I love the ice cream cone with the nuts on the top and, you know, the white vanilla ice cream in the middle. It's got, the, you know, that cone. Ooh, it's good. And I'm about to take that first bite, and I feel a tap on my shoulder. Tap, tap, tap. And I turned around, and it was the counselor and the assistant principal. They were like, excuse me, Ms. Davis, can you come with me? And I was like, yeah, but can I finish my ice cream first? They were like, no, come with me. And do you know I got paddled like never before? It was my first and last paddling. I have never been paddled in my life until that day, and I have never been paddled since ever. It was the worst experience of my life. That was, hey, that was third grade. Yeah,
I got some ice cream. I got some ice cream. You ain't got no ice cream. You ain't got no ice cream.
Everybody had ice cream but me. I'm just saying. Like, for real, for real. It was crazy. But I do have I have a story that really pretty much topped everybody's except for probably E-Man's. There were two teens actually leaving a graduation party. You know, it's graduation time. Everybody's amped up. They're excited. And it happened last weekend. And they were actually driving on Sunday. And the driver lost control of the car. The car rolled down an embankment, flipped over a fence, and crashed through a homeowner's roof on the second floor, inches or feet away from where the homeowners were sleeping, through the roof of the house. It crashed through the roof. Yep, they had to come get cranes to get it out. Yeah, it was crazy. Say it again. Okay, Mom, I thought I missed something. So pictures from the crash show the car halfway wedged front first into the house. The roof of the house. Yeah, it was crazy. They say alcohol is not involved. They say alcohol is not a factor in the crash. The driver and the passenger exited the car through the master bedroom. Like, the car was in the house on the roof. Yeah, it was crazy. So, yeah. Can't nobody top that, I'll just say. You know, can't nobody really top that story. I got another story that's really bizarre and crazy, and I'm really trying to follow this story so I can gather all the details. I'm positive you've heard about it. It actually happened here in Texas, not too far away from where we all are. There was a young man, a little boy who was 4 years old, and he was found dead in the middle of the street here in Texas. They actually have a young man in custody. His name is Darren Brown, and they've actually charged him with kidnapping and theft only. He's 18 years old, and he was arrested on Sunday in connection with the death, but he has not been charged with murder yet until the forensic analysis comes back. But according to reports, the little boy that was killed, he was 4 years old, and it is just a tragic, tragic story. Have you guys heard about that?
Yes, I believe I heard something about that.
The young man's name was Cash Jermon, the little boy. He was 4 years old. He had a twin. His name was Carter. They were sleeping in the bed, and there's actually footage in the home of what happened to the little boy, chilling footage. Now, what is very interesting about this case is that two boys were actually not living with their maternal mother. They were actually living with their father's ex-girlfriend. The father was supposed to go, allegedly, according to reports, the father was supposed to go in for some kind of drug treatment therapy or some kind of something. He didn't show up, and he kind of just left town. He was actually living with his two boys and his girlfriend and her kids. They were all living together. Well, when he left, he left the two boys with his girlfriend and all of her kids. I think her kids were 16, 17, 14, 15, something like that. I think it was four of them. And these 2 4-year-old twins all living together. All of a sudden, one morning at 10 o'clock in the morning, the mother wakes up, the woman who's the ex-girlfriend who is running this household, she wakes up at 10 o'clock like, man, I slept late, and realizes that Cash is missing. But she didn't call the cops till about 11, it seems. But it looks like that at about between 6 and 7 o'clock that same morning, a lady who was going on a jog was jogging down the street. She was actually on the phone with her mom on her headset or something like that. And she said, Mom, I think I see a dog in the middle of the street. And then she got a little closer and realized that what appeared to be a dog had arms and legs, and got a little closer and realized that underneath this trash bag or sheet or shirt or whatever it was that was covering him up, something was covering up the body, there was ants on the bottom of the feet. And so she called 911, of course, and stayed there with the body until the cops arrived, because people were waking up, they were going to work, and she didn't want anybody to run the body over. As a matter of fact, the neighbor was about to back out of his garage, and she actually stopped him from coming out of his garage because he would have ran the body over. So he was literally lying in the middle of the street. Looking at the footage, it looks like this young man walked into the room, picked him up, and literally left out of the house. It looks like several hours later, he returned with the other twin, but was startled and ran out of the house. I do want to get y'all's thoughts on that, because this is close to home. This is something that's right here, you know, near where we are right now. This little baby was 4 years old, and, you know, Tell me your thoughts. E-Man, T-Smiley, Big Joe. I think, Big Joe had to drop. I think he'll be back. So T-Smiley, E-Man, y'all have any thoughts on that one?
I think I've seen it somewhere, they report on yesterday evening. They was talking about the young man. They caught the young man, and he was booking him a song. If they got the same story, I'm not too familiar with the story, but I did hear about it. I just think it's unbelievable. Wow. You know, I really don't have nothing to say about it, Kia. It's interesting. It seems like something that almost left out of the story to me. You know?
You know, what's interesting is I was going to say that same thing. There's so many pieces that are, like, missing. Like, something's missing. You know, the mom of the household, not the mom of the victim, the 4-year-old, but the mom of the household, the ex-girlfriend of the father, Mr. Jamon is his name. She has stated, you know, we really don't know this young man, but according to neighbors, you know, he plays, you know, with her kids often, or, you know, semi-frequently or something. So, you know, there are some pieces that are missing here. There's definitely, I'm sure the cops are going to do a full investigation on this and find out exactly what's going on, because there are definitely some pieces to the pie that are definitely missing, for sure.
Yeah,
for sure,
make sure. Sure. Don't add up. As of now, it don't somewhat add up. You know, someone kidnapped the young boy. Then they find them dead in the street. Yeah, it's just a lot of missing pieces, you know, so we'll just wait and see how it plays out.
Mm-hmm. You know, I mean...
But it do get close to home. It's the times that we're living in, which we all know this month is what? Mental health awareness month. It's a lot
right.
of mental stuff. Mental stuff is going on. That comes to mind, you know, takes to mind, you know, what's going on that you would, you know, just kill if you're a little young boy. You know, what's going on in your head? You know, It's a mental illness going on there somewhere. Or even if it's, you know, use the word allegedly, or we're just assuming, all of it, none of it really mounts up, you know, when you're just looking at it from our natural eye, you know, with the mother, how did he get in the house? You know, they find the young man, did a lot of missing pieces. But, you know, let's see how it plays.
You know, the mother of the 18-year-old man who's being accused of killing Cash, she's saying that her son is being set up. You know, so, again, a full investigation will be done. But they do have video footage of this young man going in and out of the house. In-home cameras. There are in-home cameras that caught him. He triggered the cameras. The cameras, somehow nobody in the house woke up. This, they have these young boys all the way in the back of the house. Nobody heard anything going on. I don't think the young man, the little boy screamed at all. You know, I mean, there's a lot of little things.
Yeah, there will be.
But again, police will do an investigation. T. Smiley, do we still have you here with us?
Yes, I'm still here. Sorry.
No, you're good. I was just checking to see if your thoughts on that one.
You know, like y'all said, it's a lot. I feel like, just like you, all of you guys, it's a lot that they're probably still missing with this story. I know the simple fact of the video camera inside the house shows, you know, somebody picking up the baby and taking the baby out. My thing is, you know, if y'all seen it in the house, you know, if y'all seen the camera in the house and all that, like, why wasn't it kind of stopped there? You know what I mean? It's unfortunate that somebody would come inside of a house and do something like that. But, you know, I hope, you know, they got the suspect, so I'm hoping everything with that gets him where he needs to be, and that's behind bars. So, you know, it's sad that a four-year-old had to lose their life the way he did. But, you know, we're just going to watch this. What was that?
My question would be, what would be on a person's mind to take a young four-year-old man, a young four-year-old boy's life? What could
I know
this young man is, you know? I mean, what could drive you just to take a little child's life? What could be behind all that?
You know, one thing I'm thinking, I know this is the mental health month, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I'm thinking, you know, he probably had a couple screws loose up there, you know what I mean? Mental problems, something like that, on top of, you know, maybe if it was the dad or the father or whatever, you know, maybe it's, you know, a fight or argument going on between the father and the mother, which caused him to do something crazy, thinking he was going to hurt her more than he hurt himself. I don't know. But, I mean, just, you know, we don't know what's going on in the minds of these people that's doing crazy things like that, but they do have a place. They do have a place for a person like that, and that place is called hell. No.
Seriously.
Yeah, you know, without a doubt, you know what I mean? Kids are innocent, you know what I mean? That's a four-year-old innocent child that doesn't know nothing about life yet, and for somebody to take their life, you know, no matter how much you say I'm sorry, nothing you can do can bring that baby back. So, again, there's a place for everybody that does something crazy like that. So.
But
and then to go back for the second child. I'm sorry. Go ahead, E-Man.
Go ahead.
No, I was just saying, and then to go back for the second child, you know, that's just crazy. You know, yeah. He went back for the second child. He was startled, and you can see him on camera hovering over the second baby after he had already killed the first baby. They know the first child was already dead by the time he came back to get the other one.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Yeah. So,
what did my man Kia, you know, just for the conversation, you know, we're Christians, right? So, you know, if we talk to Christians and stuff like that. Do God forgive for stuff like that? Would a person make it into heaven once God forgive them for something like that?
You know, that's
what you said.
I don't know about it. I'm sure, you know, God doesn't, they say he forgives us for everything, right? But some things, as far as suicide, I don't think God will forgive you for suicide only because you're choosing to take your own life versus, you know what I'm saying? I've heard it. I don't know if I'm not quoting it right, but he's a forgiver for all things, but suicide, I don't think that's one he will forgive you of. Killing a child, I don't know. I don't know as far as, you know, with us being Christians and knowing that answer, but I would assume that
this
he would.
Just to think, you know, because I'm almost, I don't know neither, you know, but you said there's a place for that. I asked that question because you said there's a place for people like that. And in my mind, hell is the perfect place for them. You know what I'm saying? It's just in my mind. Because I just don't see how you can just take a child's life, you know, and everything be all right. I just don't see it, you know, in my natural. Kia?
Ask me that question one more time because you kind of muffled just a little bit.
I was just saying, you know, T. Smiley was saying, you know, there's a place for those kind of, you know, for those kind of people, and I definitely agree with him. But Christian, on the other hand, people say God is a forgiving God, and my question is,
absolutely,
do God forgive for stuff like that? You know what I'm saying? Because in my mind, I just don't see no forgiveness.
You know, that's the kind of God he is. We don't understand it. We may never understand it, but that's just the kind of God that he is. And if you ask him for that forgiveness, he will give it to you. If you seek him, he will give you the forgiveness that you've asked for. We'll never understand how that goes because our minds and our hearts, you know, are just so you know, we just can't understand that. It's just too complex for us to even understand. Some people are like, oh, I forgive. Some people are really able to forgive, but some people are, you know, if you think about it, there are certain people who have lost children, and, you know, to this day, the parents of the murdered children are able to forgive the perpetrator and let them know in court, I forgive you. You know, there are people who can actually do that, have that level of forgiveness, but there are some who just cannot conceptualize how in the world you can forgive something like that. And only because it's so gut-wrenching to us to even think about how you could kill a four-year-old child. You stabbed that baby to death that he was four.
Mm-hmm. And just before you
4 years old.
You get forgiven. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, I mean, again, gut-wrenching to say the least, especially the situation. On top of that, you know, I forgot to mention the biological mom of Cash and Carter. Cash, of course, who is the victim who's passed away, four-year-old Cash. But the mother of Cash and Carter actually lives in Houston, and she had no idea where her children were at. She had been trying to find her children.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, she had no idea where her children were at. She had been trying to find her children. So, you know, another tragic situation where a mom didn't have a true opportunity to say goodbye to her child. and was searching for him and had to find out about his tragic death. I don't even know how she may have found out about it on the news like everybody else. Yep. You know, because it hit the news quick. You know, so.
So there's a lot of missing pieces to that to that particular puzzle, and we're just going to sit back and weigh it out and see what the outcome, you know.
I'm gonna definitely keep following that story for sure. I got another story I want to talk to you all about, and then we're gonna go into some music for tonight because we're gonna rock and groove out for tonight. I got some guests who have put in some requests, some special music requests tonight, so we're gonna grant those here in just a few minutes. So everybody who's tuned in for the music session, hang tight. We're gonna get right to it in just a few. So let me ask you all a question. I know, T Smiley, you do a lot of traveling. E-Man, do you do a lot of traveling?
Not since COVID. Prior to COVID, you know, I was always gone.
Always gone. Always somewhere. You know, COVID definitely has changed the way people think, the way people travel, all of that. You know, but for, you know, some people, you know, they're kind of selfish. You know, you may realize you have COVID and you don't tell anybody and you still hop on the plane just because you booked that vacation and you don't want to cancel it. You don't want to lose your money, or your daughter's getting married on the other side of the country and you really want to go, blah, blah, blah. But you got COVID and you know, hey, I'm just going to wear my mask. I won't get anybody infected. You know, all the little excuses that people give, you know, it's absolutely ridiculous. I will say just hours before Santiago Portilla sat down to board his flight home to Argentina, he actually received some news that appeared to throw a monkey wrench into his plans. He actually received news that he had he got his test, coronavirus test back, and it was positive. Now, when 29-year-old Santiago Portilla arrived at the airport in Miami, he actually didn't tell the American Airlines agent upon check-in. Instead, he presented a medical certificate that said he was fit to fly. It was only the following day when he landed in Buenos Aires and health officials took his temperature, finding he had a 101-degree temperature that they made him confess. He probably had COVID-19 and should not have boarded the plane to begin with. Absolutely, he did it. And people are doing it all the time. At this point in time, 200 people are at risk they did all the right moves, made all the right steps due to his irresponsible and selfish behavior. 200 people were at risk. Yep. And people are doing this every single day.
Yeah, this is happening all the time.
Every single day.
Yeah.
It's very, very sad, you know. And this is how cases can, you know, how cases had continued to skyrocket. I think the cases now are kind of dwindling down to a certain degree, and that's why a lot of these Texas mandates that you see are happening, such as the no mask mandate. Let's talk about that real quick. You know, I'm somebody who definitely wears my mask, and I'm going to continue to wear my mask no matter how you feel, you know, about that mask.
Right.
It's all up to you. But I do want to see how you guys feel about that no mask mandate. You know, he's not making the students in school wear the mask, so on and so forth. T. Smiley, I know you have small children. T-Smiley as well, I know you work in a lot of public places. E-Man, I know you go to a lot of public places. You know, I want to talk to you both about how you feel about that. E-Man, I'll start with you.
Well, I definitely agree we need to continue to wear the mask. We know COVID is real. I mean, I think I just seen a report a week ago where they had zero cases. And it just baffles my mind. We can report all these high numbers and because of the man-made disease, then we can take a shot, and then all of a sudden COVID goes away. For the governor, you know, I guess his thinking would be, we got to get the economy back open, you know, because if we don't get the economy back open, inflation is going to rise. So, you know, right now, just because it's political office, let's just, you know, open everything back up, you know, get back to business as usual, and that's really not going to happen because COVID is real. You know, I do travel a lot. I do used to get out a lot. And, you know, I was tested, well, I've been tested now 13 times. And the 13 times, each time, it have been negative. Thank God. I mean, I think I took every test because, you know, in the field I'm in the media world, and who I work for, we have to be tested. And so thank God that I haven't been. But, you know, I do believe we need to continue to protect ourselves, wear the mask, double mask. It's still real. The shot is not a cure. You know, the shot is not a cure. So I do believe we could need to continue to wear the mask, continue to be safe, continue to, you know, sanitize. But I do believe it is selfish if you know you have COVID and you're just going to continue. You're going to jeopardize someone else's life. I think that's a selfish act. I would think, you know, if you got tested and it came back positive, you know, you make a conscious decision and not to continue to travel knowing that you're putting everybody at risk, you know, especially because I do understand that's one of the reasons why I stopped traveling, Kiel, is because they see it, and I don't know if this report is accurate or not, but they say you can be around a person for 4 hours. If they've been tested and they come back negative, you know, or come back positive, you know, the particular reason for the mask is, you know, supposed to be the 6 feet distancing and that type of stuff. This is why they stopped the large numbers. Why? Because after 4 hours, if you got a mask on or not, just the, I guess the, what, saliva or the sweat or whatever just around you will be able to, you know, affect you. This is the reason why they were doing the, you know, 6 feet distancing and that 12 feet distancing and that type of stuff. So I know the governor know all of that, and so it baffles me that he would open it back up. It baffles me that, you know, people would know they have COVID and they continue to do the things that they do, putting everybody else with. I do believe that's just selfish. So just my encouragement, everyone continue to, you know, use wisdom, you know, keep masked up, stay masked up, protect yourself, sanitize. Why? Because, you know, we just know that we can't trust no more with this type of stuff. One minute we're hearing the numbers is up, one minute we're hearing the numbers is down. So, you know, that's just my opinion and my take on it.
Yep, you're absolutely right. Go ahead. I'm here. Go ahead, T. Smiley. Absolutely right.
I'm kind of speechless as far as why just kind of saying that everything is okay, and you know, you got get your shot, you don't have to wear a mask. They open everything back up. I mean, it's still, everything is still active to the point where I personally feel like they shouldn't, like, masks should still be mandatory. But you know, in some cases, not. Like for instance, up here where I work at, you know, they are kind of lenient on masks. They tell us, you know, you don't have to make the people, you don't have to say anything about making the people wear a mask because the simple fact that, you know, it's not mandatory anymore, but it's like, okay, you tell them not to wear a mask and then they come back in here sick, you know, and then it's kind of, there it is, you know what I'm saying? You're spreading it even in the environment that you're in. But, you know, I don't care. I'm wearing a mask regardless. Like, right now, I feel like I'm muffled talking right now because I got a mask on and I ain't doing nothing but sitting at a desk. But, you know, as far as the kids, you know, I mean, we, you know, we have to protect them. We have to tell them, you know, like mine, I have to tell mine, you know, even though they tell you, even though they heard that they don't have to wear a mask, you know, y'all going to wear your mask regardless. So, I think it's one of those kind of common sense thing. If COVID is still out there, I'm still wearing a mask. But it's crazy to me how we have all these shots and stuff that we can run to, and they say it's a curable thing and all that other stuff, and people still die from cancer. You know what I mean? People still have situations with, you know, with HIV and all that stuff, and they don't have a cure for that, but they have a cure for this COVID. It don't make sense to me. So, still wearing a mask, still trying to be protective, and still trying to be safe out here is definitely something that we will continue to do until. And when is that until? I don't know, but until.
Yes.
Yeah, until.
Until.
For real. You know, and we're not going to let nobody make us feel any type of way about wearing that mask. You know, somebody, I was in a video recently and I had a mask on, and somebody said in the comment section, they said, "Aren't you in Texas? Why you got a mask on? And there ain't even a mandate for that anymore." And it's like, who? I don't care. And the person said, "And you outside." I was like, I don't care if I'm outside, inside. I don't care what is going on. I will have on my mask, okay, for my protection, okay. So for real,
yeah.
And even, you know, people, you know, that have had the COVID test or not, you know, hey, if you feel comfortable, you keep that mask on and don't let anybody make you feel any type of way about wearing that mask at all. Protect yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah,
1,000%. Right. I was just saying, Kia, we don't want to deem no one. I mean, we're really not trying to deem anyone down that, because it's becoming that where it's going to be your decision. You know, you have to make a wise decision, and, you know, you got some people that just believe that they're okay, and you got some people that don't believe. So you have to use wisdom in this time. I just want to encourage us to keep wearing our masks and keep sanitizing, and, you know, just, you know me, Kia, I just see it like this. You just can't believe everything white folk tell you. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So you just got to.
Absolutely.
You use wisdom right about now, because it's it is that, you know, and so, you know, but it never ceased to amaze me. It's just like the flu, you know. All of a sudden, the flu is here, then it's gone. Now we got COVID, it's here, then it's gone. It just baffles me sometimes. I tell you.
Yeah, I agree. It has definitely been, you know, it's definitely one of those things where we gotta use our discretion, be smart, and definitely stay prayed up without a doubt. You know, if you don't have to go somewhere, don't go. You know, it's still okay to do that. You know, it's still okay to stay in when you need to, you know, and use discretion on that as well. I just so happened to take my daughter. It was her birthday. Shout out to my daughter, Riley, DJ Riley. She turned 15 years old last week. Yes, 15, man. I know, it's crazy. But, E-Man, you remember her when she was a little bitty girl.
Yeah. 15 now. Wow. Happy birthday,
right? Yeah. And I had to take her to the mall, her and some of her friends. You know, that was what she wanted to do. And, of course, in today's climate, being what it is, I wasn't going to drop her off. Of course, I walked around the mall with them, you know, no separation here, you know. And it's too much going on in the mall, you know, nowadays. It's too much going on anywhere, you know, for you to let them go. But that's another subject for another day. But we're walking around the mall, and it is, I'm talking about crowded. And my daughter and a couple of the other girls kept saying, man, it's crowded in here. It's crowded in here. Because everybody's been so used to going places, and there's just a couple of people, you know, you go to the grocery store nowadays, and it's just a couple of people here and there. You know, you go places, just a couple of people here and there. Well, this particular time, I mean, it was just people absolutely everywhere, and they were like uncomfortable almost. Yeah, it was uncomfortable, you know. So it's just interesting, you know, how everybody's trying to get back into the groove of things, and it, you know, from the eyes of a child, how they see things. Man, it's too many people in here, you know. So, and it was. We tried to stay as distant as we could, but, you know, yeah, it was crazy. It was a lot of people, long lines. You know, luckily they didn't really want to do a lot of shopping. They just wanted to walk around, just be together, and you know, just hang out and have some fun, and that's exactly what they did. So it was a good time. And shout out to everybody who has a birthday this month. A couple friends, my cousin Kylie, her birthday's today. Happy birthday, Kylie.
Happy birthday.
One of my dearest friends, Alicia, her birday was a couple days ago. Happy birthday, Alicia. We love you. My sister celebrated her birthday at the beginning of the month. Happy birthday, Big Niche. So many people are celebrating their birthdays this month. So if you're celebrating a birthday in the month of May, happy birthday. Or anniversary, happy anniversary. So We Talk Radio is celebrating 11 years. 11 years. Woo. Man, 11 years. I can't believe it. Such a beautiful blessing. And for those of you who've been around since day one, like E-Man, thank you so much for your dedication, your time, your love, your support. It has been a rocky, crazy road, but man, I'm telling you, these past 2 years, God has really blessed us, and I'm really looking forward to seeing what God is going to do over the next years to come. I mean, it's just really amazing just to see. I appreciate the entire team, every last one of you, Team We Talk Radio, that's who we are, and I appreciate my Team We Talk Radio. Everybody has a special, special place in my heart, and whether you're an intern and you've gone on and graduated from the program, or whether you're a staff member, a board member, a volunteer, doesn't matter. I appreciate you for everything that you do for this incredible network. You can check us out every single day at www.wetalkradio.com. And we also have an incredible YouTube page where you can check out all of our radio shows. You can check them out in video form. So they're very funny and informative. It's just super cute. Go check out our YouTube channel, We Talk Radio Network. Listen, we're on a following spree right now. We need those likes, follows, shares, comments, all that good stuff. So definitely subscribe to our YouTube channel and comment on our videos, share our videos, all that good stuff. We love the love. We truly do. Make sure you check out E-Man this weekend on his show. E-Man, go ahead one more time and give us your information on your incredible show coming up this weekend. Then T. Smiley, give us the information on your show.
Well, it's the E-Man After Show this Sunday night. We at 8:30 over here on We Talk Radio Network, where we talk, we listen, and we take action. So you guys join us. And, Kia, I just want to say I salute you and just a shout-out to you for not giving up. I told you about 10 years ago, you'll win if you don't quit. You didn't quit, so thank God you kept going on through adversity. Eyes haven't seen and ears haven't heard all that God has for you in the future. I'm just excited and delighted to be a part of it. And so join me this Sunday night. It's going to be epic. It's going to be off the chain. That's all we're on We Talk Radio. Yeah.
We are excited. We are excited. And E-Man produces a show called Mandy the Mentor Show, and it airs on Sundays at 7 p.m. Why don't you give out the information on that show as well?
Yes, it is the Mandy the Mentor Show over on Blog Talk Radio. You can go to blogtalkradio.com/Mandy the Mentor. That's every Sunday night at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. I'm the producer of that show. Mandy is the host of that show. And we that show is just doing its own thing. And that's why I live here. That's where the after show comes from, because I'm leaving her show, jumping in the car, running to the man cave to do the after show. So that's where the name of the after show, because I'm coming off the Mandy the Mentor Show. So, yes. Thank you.
I love it. We're excited, and we cannot wait. Smiley, go ahead and give us the information about your show that airs every Saturday morning.
Yes. The Cave Radio Show, yes, airs every Saturday, 10 a.m. From 10 a.m., myself, T. Smiley, alongside Mr. Big Joe. We hold it down. I actually had a show this past weekend. It was a great show. We had a national gospel recording artist by the name of Titus Showers, and he had the pleasure of being on our show, and it was a great show. So listen, fellas, y'all want to have a good show, laid back, kick back. We talk about men things. We talk, we laugh, we do all that. You know what I'm saying? If you want to have a good time, join me on Saturdays at 10 o'clock a.m. Central Standard Time for a great show. All my men that come on, you all are the cavemen. So the Cave Radio Show can't be complete without the cavemen. Also, I am excited to get ready to be a part of the the after show with Mr. E-Man on Sunday. I'm excited to be a part of that show. We're gonna show up and we're gonna support you, sir. And can't wait for that show Sunday night, 10:30. I mean 8:30.
Well, slide over at 10 o'clock on Saturday morning. Slide me a chair into the cave. And you come on into the cave on Saturday morning.
Come on. You can come on.
Yes, we can talk.
We laugh. We have a good time, man. We even if we don't have guests, we always come with topics. We always come with something to talk about. Even if we don't have nothing to talk about, we can go right to some music and talk in between. But all in all, we're going to have a good time right on the Cave Radio Show right here on We Talk Radio. TLD.
Yes. TLD.
Yeah.
Do y'all know what the B stands for? Do the team know what the B stands for, Kia?
They don't know. Don't tell us.
They don't know what the B. They think it's Davis, right?
They think it's Davis.
Oh, okay. Okay. Should I tell them, Kia?
Let them know. Go on, school them.
Listen, the Kia D, the D stands for delicious. We named Kia D delicious back in the day. So it's Kia D. The D stands for delicious.
That's
nobody it. Like Kia D.
I'm telling you, I can't remember. We were standing around having a conversation one day, and somebody asked me that, and that's what came out. That's what came out. The D stands for delicious. And we've had it stuck ever since. Yes. It has stuck
been
ever since.
What, 10 years now. Yeah.
10 years now. All because of E-Man. I love it. Thank you, E-Man. I love it.
Well, you're doing the doggone thing.
That.
I'm so proud of you. You know, I'm proud
Thank
of you, Kia D. You know, you're doing the doggone thing. And even though it was a man at a mentor show, you know, of course, you know, I'm all about my people. You know, we push the We Talk Radio Network, you know, and I tell them she's a black woman. And don't get it twisted.
Right.
She's got one of the greatest networks, and we're going to jump over there and help her business. You know, keep it going. So we're proud
Amen.
Of you. I'm so excited and delighted to be a part of the team. And so I'm going to join the man cave. Ain't nothing like talking to some men, because that's what we're going to be doing. You know, just really talking to some men. I ain't nothing like talking to some men. Some praying men and some, you know, talking men. We can get some stuff done.
That's it.
You can't be silent. We got to keep talking. Yes.
That's it. I love it. I love it. As much conversation as we can give them, because at the end of the day, you got to remember, there's not a lot of portals for our men to kind of come together. You know, they can get together in the barbershop. Absolutely they can. But coming together
mm-hmm.
with these online, I mean, with these types of conversations like this, we just don't have that many platforms for our men to come together. So it's amazing that you all have created platforms for them to have a safe place to talk, to have a safe place to not be judged. To have a safe place to have conversation, to laugh, you know what I'm saying? It's great to be
mm-hmm.
grown men. It's really good. It's good. Good.
And listen, you said one thing. You said not to be judged. Now, I will say this. If you're a man that's coming on the show, these men that's on the show, I'm sorry, but we like to work. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to have no conversation with somebody that's just going to be sitting on the couch. We don't do that over here. We work. So.
Oh, yeah. They do work.
If you don't want to be put on blast, as we should say, if you ain't doing nothing, don't say nothing. But if you ain't doing nothing and want to do something, or you want to be motivated to do something, get on the phone and call in to the Cave Radio Show or call into the E-Man Show, and I guarantee you by the end of the show, you'll be motivated to do something.
Mm-hmm. Gotta keep striking it.
Telling you.
I did it
again. And even mind, body, and soul on Saturday night, real talk, even mind, body, and soul. I'm sorry, E-Man, what were you saying?
Oh, sorry, I definitely agree. Yeah.
I absolutely agree. And this is the Kia D Unplugged Show. I'm super excited to be back. Got to thank some important people in my life who just continue to support me 1,000%. Shout out to T. Smiley for all of his incredible and encouraging words throughout my process of just trying to keep myself E-Man as well. Big Joe, Fernice, all of you guys who've just done an amazing job of giving me so many encouraging words. Even Jay Price, shout out to Jay Price. Thank you all so very much for everything, and all the encouraging words and the prayers definitely were felt. For all of you across the globe who prayed for me, I appreciate all the love and support and prayers, because, man, I tell you, they were definitely felt and definitely much needed. I will tell you that. But guess what? Your girl Kia D is back in the building, and I'm super excited to be here. One of the things that was crazy is, you know, I felt like I couldn't speak, like I felt like my voice had been taken away. And it took me a while to actually say that, to say those words. And when I finally expressed that to a friend of mine, shout out to Fernice, she prayed for me, and she was like, let me tell you something. She prayed for me in a certain way. She prayed for me. She didn't actually say, let me pray for you. She just started going off in prayer and was basically right. calling down those demons that had me bound and was telling me, you know, your voice is powerful. You cannot remain silent. And I appreciate her for telling me that, because she was right. You know, I have to keep going. I have to keep talking. This is the tool that God has given me. And if I completely erase God's tool that he's given me, what in the world am I doing, right? So we will keep going. We will not let the devil win. He will never win over here. And we appreciate everybody on the We Talk Radio Network for just being just so encouraging and so patient and so loving and continuing to fill up our lives with so much joy just by showing up and listening every episode. We appreciate you. We really do. We are going to be back on Wednesday night for the After the Lights Go Out radio show, and then again on Saturday morning. You will find us here all weekend long. We're going to start out this weekend with the Cave radio show, then Mind, Body, and Soul, then Brand New Day with Emily Blue. We're going to end it out this weekend with E-Man, E-Man After Dark. It's going down. It is going to be an incredible end to this Mental Health Awareness Month. As well as going into our incredible month of January, celebrating so many things for January. So, I mean, not January, for June. So thank you all so much for being here, being a part of the network, and just doing everything that you do. I thank you all so much. This is the Kia D Unplugged Show right here on We Talk Radio Network. Check us out every single day, www.wetalkradio.com, where we talk, we listen, and we take action.
Yeah.
That's right. Yeah. Thanks so much for tuning in, and check us out Wednesday night. Good night.
like this. It must be like this.
That's right, that's right. We're going to close us out in prayer tonight like we always do. Father God, thank you so much for your amazingness, your greatness, God. Thank you for these amazing people tonight who have come together, Father God, for We Talk Radio Network. I pray to God you would bless us as a unit and bless us as a whole, Father God. Bless our finances, bless our minds, Father God, as we go out every single day to do your will and just try and keep ourselves together, Father God. We pray for everybody all over this globe that we will have a safe return to home tonight, Father God, and a restful sleep. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you so much for tuning in to the Kia D Unplugged Show right here on We Talk Radio Network. Yeah.
We Talk Radio Network is the hottest online radio station heard globally. We feature the best radio shows, the most amazing hosts, and hot topic panelists. We produce and support fabulous events globally as well. We work with the most dedicated community partners, period, point blank. I started We Talk Radio Network in 2010, and guess what? 10 years later, we are still celebrating and providing the best radio shows, best special guests, the most incredible music, blogs, events, and more. We have informative shows, inspirational shows, music shows. We even have 2 youth shows. We invite you to be a part of the family. And you can do that by following us on all our social media platforms and by going to www.wetalkradio.com. WeTalkRadio.com.
Keep up with what's happening on the We Talk Radio Network by following us on our social media sites. You can get to know us better on all our social media platforms. It's a great way to learn about our radio shows, videos, blogs, community programs, events, and more. We'd love for you to connect with us. Find us on Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, LinkedIn, and Twitter. Get connected. Stay connected with We Talk Radio, We Talk Radio Network. Check us out at WeTalkRadio.com. Man, we talk, we listen, we make it happen.
Thanks for tuning in to We Talk Radio Network.